Well, welcome to the ILS, the iLearning System tutorial. So the purpose of this podcast is to walk you through basically what iLearning System is, what it does, and how it's an advantage to your school. First of all, when you enter the program, the very first thing you're going to see is the teacher's homeroom. Now, on the left is going to be a menu. In the center is going to be your classes. On the right, you're going to see today's assignments, summary of today in school news. The system really is designed to be twofold. It's a integrated administrative system with learning built into it. So it's like ILS along with a student information system, administrative system, etc. The purpose is to allow cloud-based management of your content, your lesson plans, a repository to put your lessons, and an integrated way to kind of condense everything that you do in the classroom into one online system that the students log into, the parents, the administrators, the teachers, etc. Everybody comes here, and if you need to go to another website, you basically build it into your lesson. It's a little different than the Google Classroom, because Google Classroom really isn't a full student information system, but also Google Classroom really isn't designed for long-term cooperative learning. And also the iLearning system is designed to allow you to create your class, create your units, create your lessons, but also see all the lessons that other teachers in your same subject area and your same grade level are creating, and at a click of a button import their lessons and their activities, their worksheets into your system. And then with one click of a button, you can have the iLearning system build a end of the unit exam or benchmark tests or whatever you want. So on the next episode, we're going to kind of delve into what the students see and then what the teacher does in order to create your lessons in the simplest possible way.